with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'Man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I do not know him. The reason I came baptizing with water, that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. Do not know him. The one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. When we were born, our parents spent time picking which name we have. And our names have meaning and importance, do they not? And for my whole life, one of my biggest pet peeves has been when people call me Richard. My name is Ricardo. It's not Richard, right? And my number one pet peeve is when people will send me something, instead of spelling Ricardo properly, they'll put Richardo. There's no H in Ricardo, right? And it's just kind of an inside joke that my dad and I have, because he's Ricardo as well. But our names mean something to us. And when we feel like people have disrespected our name, we don't like that. But the most powerful name that we will ever use is the name of Jesus Christ. And when we say the name Jesus, it should be used to glorify his name. When we call upon Jesus Christ, we're asking Jesus to be with us. Because we're human and flawed, there have been times that all of us have been guilty of using the word Jesus in sinful ways. And today is a beautiful reminder as we celebrate the most holy name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus truly has meaning and value. When we invoke Jesus Christ in our life, we're asking him to give us strength. We're asking for his guidance. We're reminding that if we call upon the name of Jesus, we're never alone for a moment in our life. So let us remember that today, that we strive to use the name of Jesus to glorify his name, and to never use the name of Jesus in derogatory terms. So my dear friends, how blessed we are to have the name of Jesus in our life, because it's through Jesus Christ that we get to go to heaven one day. So let's just pray right now for guidance and ask Christ to be with us this Saturday morning so that we may glorify his name by his word, by the way we live our life, through word and action.